11:33 here on Kate Radio. And before we get back to the music, and like we mentioned, a Twins baseball coming up with Inside Twins at the top of the hour. We're going to go back out to a Greenlee golf course with Jeff Elseth as the flights are underway. They had teed off at 8 o'clock this morning. And Jeff, a good morning. Like we mentioned earlier, beautiful day to be out at Greenlee Golf Course cheering on the golfers. I know we don't have a much for results, but just let us know what we have for maybe some match play finals on this Sunday morning.
I sure will, Aaron. Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful out here. Course is in great shape. People are spectating and having something to eat and drink and watching some good golf. Our championship flight, as I said earlier, are 18-hole matches, so we don't have those in quite yet. We had a couple of updates midway through. I know Kyle Veal was two up on Steve Peterson, and I think at the turn, Mick Hockenson was playing Andy Peterson, both former champions. Mick was one up on Andy. Brent Miller was, I believe, two up at the turn versus Mike Nelson, former champion. And that's about all I have right now in championship flight. But presidential, of course, they're playing 9-hole matches. Those completed so far, Fred Lennertz defeated Grant Stadheim in his first-round match. Bob Peterson defeated Josh Jordahl. And Jeff Stadheim defeated Blake Reese. Tony Ritchie took down Shane Mullen, and Casey Reif defeated Devin Casa. Brian Olsonowski was the winner over Kyle Crewell, and that was all in the presidential flight. So they're midway through their second 9-hole matches, and then that would be finished up for them today. Fourth flight, we have some results. David Broughton defeated Anthony Foss. Jared Goforth defeated Gary Dunn. Joe Gullickson, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, took down Larry Rundon. Dale Henriksen defeated Nate Goodnature. Dustin Hofstad beat Greg Foss. Brady Flatness was a winner over Jared Talamantes. And Garrett Schultz took down E.J. Thomas. And those were all just first-round matches here at Greenlee.
So when it comes to what we have, like you mentioned, the results, what does that set up for the next round? You mentioned the fourth flight and the presidential. Would it be semifinal matchups then?
Yeah, this would be their second quarterfinal match, basically.
Quarterfinal, okay, gotcha, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then when we get the results in from that, they'll be down from, you know, flights of 16. They'll be down to, you know, to four players for tomorrow.
Gotcha,
and then
okay.
The morning would be semifinals and finals all take place on Monday.
So when it comes to quarterfinal matchups, do you have the matchups in front of you for those two flights?
Yes, right now. If we went to presidential, what I have so far, there's a three-way match going on. What happens if players are tied, they continue playing the second round and you're just playing an extra person.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise if we had playoffs waiting, that could drag on for a long, long time. but what I have so far is Bob Peterson, second round match, is playing Jeff Stadheim right now. Tony Ritchie is playing Casey Reif. And Fred Lennertz is doing battle with actually Rick Fusesi and Jimmy Wall were tied in their match after 9. So that becomes a three-way playoff there. And then on the bottom bracket, Brian Olsonowski will play the winner of Grant Erlandson and Peter Stadheim. So they were tied also. Fourth flight, second round match is going on right now. Jared Goforth is playing Joe Gullickson. Dale Henriksen is taking on Dustin Hofstad, and Brady Flatness and Garrett Schultz are battling it out right now. The remaining match, David Broughton, the first round winner, he's playing both Ben Kelly and Andrew Peterson right now. So that's as up to date as we have them right now, Aaron.
Reports here brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. And Jeff, before I let you go, I do have to ask. So you have three golfers playing. Does that make it tough for somebody to win a hole when you have three guys? There's got to be a lot of, you know, just evens. Or how does that work with a three-man, I guess, match play?
You know, it's still, you know, the first original match has to get determined. But at the same time, it becomes a little bit confusing. You know, instead of knowing what your opponent is doing, you have to know what both your opponents are doing. So it does create a little bit of a little more anxiety, I guess, in what you're doing. You know, you can't, if it was you versus your opponent, a single opponent, you could concede putts, but basically you can't do that when you're in a three-way, because you're not sure who you will be playing in that second round. So a little bit confusing, but most of these guys that have played in this tournament in other match play events know the format. So it's very similar, just to help speed up play. It really has to be done that way.
So the two guys that are tied, they just keep going until somebody wins a hole. It's kind of like overtime, right?
Right, correct, yeah.
And then their scores on those holes, whoever wins then gets matched up with the guy that they're playing in the second round.
That's correct. Got it, yeah.
You know,
so it's not as bad as it sounds, but, you know, you just, like I said, the players, you just need to kind of pay attention just a little bit more to what your opponents are doing, both of them.
A lot of fun things going on at Greenlee Golf Course, the 96th Annual Shortstop Tournament. Again, reports brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff, we'll let you get back to watching some great golf. And again, we'll have a full day recap with Jeff, maybe in the 6 o'clock hour after a Twins baseball later tonight. Jeff, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk later.
All right, my pleasure, and thank you much.
Again, Jeff Elseth from Greenlee Golf Course with an update. Again, brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. We got music taking you to the top of the hour for Inside Twins here on Kate Radio. I will talk to you later tonight. Again, Jeff will join us for another update and a more update tomorrow on your Labor Day. So wherever you are celebrating the holiday weekend, just take Kate with you, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and of course, if you have a smart speaker, just tell that speaker to play KATE.